The 11 o'clock hour of Wildea's House. Live from the Pickler times two, Taush and Menominee Falls, me in Green Bay. And let's talk a little more. We talked about it earlier in the show, but let's talk about it now to a greater degree. And that is the exchange that Kay Adams had with Matt LaFleur about Romeo Dobbs. Kay Adams was here with her show Up and Adams yesterday. She talked with LaFleur. She talked with Jordan Love. She talked with Kenny Clark. She talked with Josh Jacobs. But it was this exchange about Romeo Dobbs that I think she's probably been reading a little too much Twitter to have gotten this impression. But I thought Matt LaFleur's very clear support for Romeo Dobbs came through loud and clear. Here is that exchange yesterday with Kay Adams.
It's a tough week because you have to make cuts, right? And I'm looking at that wide receiver room. It's great. You have so much depth. What will it come down to?
Well, we don't have a lot of depth right now. We're missing a lot of guys. So, yeah, it's going to come down to these guys' ability to go in there and make plays for us. And, you know, there's been a lot of tape. We've had a lot of practices now. Looking forward to the third preseason game to put these guys in those types of situations to see how they respond.
What does Romeo Dobbs have to do to not have rumors about him being cut from this team?
I'd be very shocked if he ever was going anywhere.
There's words about that.
No, that will not happen.
Can you sort of explain why so confidently?
Because Rome is out there competing and doing everything that we need to see from him, and obviously he's played a lot of ball for us and at a high level, and he's been a great teammate, and he goes out there and you can count.
There's words out there about this. Taush, what'd you make of that?
I think it was noteworthy that he was as adamant about that. I think everybody that knows this team knows he's going to be on this team this year. I don't think anyone had a question. Now, had everybody stayed healthy and you see Matthew Golden perform the way he has and they're high on Savion Williams, and if there was somebody that came across a big-time offer for Romeo Dobbs, I think that would have been a conversation. That obviously hasn't happened. And so for this, I don't think anyone that's watched training camp at all is going to say that there's – Romeo Dobbs is one of the only guys that's been able to relatively be out there on a consistent basis outside of your number one pick. So The question is, and the interesting part of that is, he said he's been a good teammate and you can count on him. And for a lot of it, you're right. But the question I have is, well, and you said this earlier in the show, if you feel all that way about him, he'd be one of those guys you'd be looking at getting a big-time extension with early. And they haven't. And I'll be surprised if they do. Now, that doesn't mean they can't, and that doesn't mean they won't, but I'll be surprised. Unless it's a very much below-market value deal, I think Green Bay is going to have a hard time getting its head wrapped around paying Romeo Dobbs. It's not fair. I understand it. You can say all you want. But no question, Romeo, in order for that to even become a possibility, I think he needs to be the guy this year. And he needs to be the teammate and the guy that you can count on to the way that Matt LaFleur is just talking about it. So none of that was overly surprising other than the question and the follow-up within the question, because I just don't think there was a lot of chatter out there. And I'm on Twitter. I mean, I prep for the show in a big way, and most of it's on Twitter. And I did not see a ton, if any, that Romeo Dobbs is going to be gone from the cut. He never is going to get cut. If anything, it would be a trade. And I just didn't sense that with how the injuries have piled up, that was going to be a part of any of Green Bay's thinking.
Yeah, I think the reality for Romeo, and look, nothing is an absolute here, okay? If you're unfamiliar with the show, I don't speak in absolutes ever.
Never.
Which is annoying to some.
Super annoying. Not just annoying, super annoying.
You didn't even have the chance to say it was annoying. I beat you to it. But I'm not saying that if Romeo Dobbs has a good season, and they see enough from him to say, you know what? We're going to give him a second chance here. We're not going to pay him we're not going to back up the Brinks truck for him. But look, we like what we saw from him, and they can get a team-friendly deal with him. I'm not saying that that's impossible. What I'm saying is that's highly unlikely. Because, I know what I'm fact-checking. Elephants, whether they forget or not. If you're looking at this realistically, the Packers are not going to look past that. They're just not going to forget that that happened. And maybe he does enough this season, and toward the end of the season, maybe he does take a team-friendly extension where they get a bargain on him and he gets some security, right?
Yep.
I'm not saying that's impossible, but right now, today, if that incident didn't happen, I believe there would have been an extension for him and an extension for Tom. And instead, there was just the extension for Tom.
Yep.
That's what I believe. And I think it bothers me that sometimes people don't think that maybe we have conversations behind the scenes that formulate our opinions that make them more informed than just guesswork. So I do think that that's the feeling. Again, I don't know where we will be at the end of the season with Rome. I hope he has a really good season, because he had a tough year last year between the concussions, which, by the way, are, let's be honest, anytime a guy's had two concussions and missed as much time as he did, that is a concern. Is that fair to look at a guy and worry about his durability from a brain perspective because of concussions? No, that's not fair either. But guess what? They do it. You don't think the Miami Dolphins thought long and hard about how they were structuring their extension for Tua because of his concussion issues? It's not right, but it's the reality. And that's exactly where they're at with Romeo Doubs on those fronts. They better ensure carefully at the wide receiver position so they can dream fearlessly. And they also, much like AmFam, probably have a lot of interest and a fun time with the Brewers as well.
Indeed. And yesterday wrapped up Dream Drive, another successful year there. You saw the Seahawks, their coaches and players, enjoying the best tradition at training camp and the best tailgate sweepstakes I've ever seen. You better get on this now. Looking for that Brewers fan experience of a lifetime? Well, American Family Insurance is here to make it happen. And I don't know if I've seen a better sweepstakes. I've said this now for a couple of weeks. Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for your chance to win a pregame tailgate party for you and five friends, complete with a DJ. A DJ. You get field-level tickets, hotel stays, exclusive Brewers merch, and Christian Yelich memorabilia, but that's not it. You get a blanket chef. A private chef comes out to your tailgate. Wow. All of that. Enter now at amfam.com/brewers. No purchase is necessary. You have until the stroke of midnight on the 25th of August. See official rules at amfam.com/brewers. A DJ and a chef.
A private chef.
Dude, you get a chef and a DJ at a tailgate? I mean, now
is he a Swedish chef?
I'm just wondering, is the chef also the DJ, or is it two different people? I don't know.
Mort.
DJ chef.
Either way, he'll be cooking. We need to get to what Xavier McKinney said yesterday, or as apparently Keyshawn Nixon calls him, Avis, because they call each other by their middle names. I want to get Tausch's thoughts on that new phenomenon in the locker room. Is that better or worse than nicknames, even if nicknames like Sheeto and J-Mo are lame-o? We'll get to that next. It's Woldy and Tausch. Getting ready for what I am sure will be an outstanding Whoa Riley, along with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Quick question from the Pickler Green Bay.
Okay.
How often do people play pickleball one-on-one? I have not seen a single one-on-one match. The courts have been very busy. Is that just too much? Is that just way too much effort required to be an effective singles player?
Yeah, one-on-one's no joke. Like, I know people, you know, Homer always gave me grief.
Playing a chair.
I can play in a chair. Oh. And then you go play, and it doesn't matter, like, if you're in great shape or if you're not. You're going to get a little sweat, and you're going to get a sweat with doubles. You start playing singles. Like, there's skinny singles where you play just one side of the court, and then there's you're playing like a tennis match.
Skinny.
You're
going to
get, you're going to get run, and it is a bear of a game when you're playing singles. So I don't know. When we had a bunch of people playing here this morning, it was almost all doubles. I think that's mostly what people do, but I saw, I think, one group playing singles, and I got tired watching them. I can tell you that.
Mm. Is it something that's like IPT when it comes to court space? Like if there's just two people taking up an entire court when you could have
great
four?
Question. Great question.
Yes.
I don't know.
Tausch, do you know?
I don't.
Okay.
All right, let's get to Xavier McKinney and what he had to say yesterday. Because either Tausch had nothing to add or he wasn't listening to Riley's question.
There was a little glitch, so I didn't hear it, and I just was trying to play it off. But obviously, you're not going to let it go. So Riley, what was your question?
The question was, are there not a lot of singles games played because it's IPT with court space? Like, you don't want to have just two people taking up a full court when you could have four.
No, I mean, you reserve the court, and
okay, you reserve.
That is not – no, it's not a – you know, there's the Pickler app. You can go, and then that's obviously – and no, if you're playing, I think people respect people playing. Singles is no joke, like I said, and so, no, it's not – IPT under any stretch. I think it's you better have your shoes laced up and ready to roll, because you're going to get a heck of a workout in if you're doing singles. That I can tell you.
All right, good to know.
Very insightful. I'm glad I got to hear that.
I don't know what you want me to do here. Go ahead.
I don't want you to do anything. I want you to listen to what Xavier McKinney had to say yesterday about where this team and where this defense are at.
I think it's been a pretty hard camp. I'm not saying that it hasn't been that for everybody else, but I just think that, you know, even throughout the, fatigue, we've still been pretty detailed out. And, it's helped us, because obviously you get a lot better when you're tired and you're still being able to do the right things and not have mental errors and things like that. So I think that's the biggest thing. And, I enjoy seeing that from our group.
So I don't know if this, Tausch, you obviously had much harder camps than these guys have had.
No, there's
by
no
leaps and bounds.
No, it's not even in the same world. It's a different, completely different game. But yeah.
Xavier McKinney came back yesterday. He did some individual drill work. That was it. He said from the very beginning of this calf issue that he'll be ready for the opener. There's no question in his mind about that. Yesterday was a nice step in that direction. Nate Hobbs, he got into a jawing back and forth yesterday at practice, but he hasn't practiced now in several weeks. He says he'll be ready for the opener. We'll have to wait and see. He did undergo a scope after tearing the meniscus in his right knee. You heard Matt LaFleur with Kay Adams talking about how much time all the wide receivers have missed. So it has been a disjointed training camp, and I don't feel like there's been a lot of instances where you looked at them and go, boy, they're really clicking, right? Oh, by the way, the quarterback has been limited to 7-on-7 work or not participating at all because of a thumb injury he suffered in the preseason opener. Were there ever years for you where you really felt like you went into the season hooking, like really, you know, kind of on your P's and Q's and feeling really good about where you were at? And did that carry over? Because my recollection about a team that maybe didn't feel great going in to the season was in 2011 when Rodgers was being criticized for not organizing lockout workouts and then the limited training camp they had, and then they put up like 45 on the kickoff game against New Orleans at Lambeau, and he was up there doing his Smuggy McGee about, hey, look at this, you know, not bad. If we would have practiced together, we would have put up 60, and which he was feeling it, and he had every right to because they were really good that night. But do you remember years where you maybe felt disjointed going into the season offensively, and it wasn't a big deal? Were there years where you felt disjointed and you were like, okay, and then we were disjointed in the opener, or vice versa, as you like to say, where you didn't really like how you went through camp and yet you hit the ground running when you got to the season?
No, it's more on the other side of it, because I think if you're not finishing camp thinking you're hitting the ground running, I don't know what you're doing during camp. And everybody's optimistic. So for a vast majority of my 11 years, I would say we felt great. There were years that you did feel disjointed, and that was 05 and 06. You know, with Mike's first year, I didn't feel confident, and I don't think they felt confident because, you know, I tell this all the time. We went in and we played a conservative, very let's not screw up and let's just, mm-hmm. you know, try and figure things out as the season's going, and it's 26-0, and you're like, what the hell are we doing? Like, this is, and this is with Brett Favre as our quarterback. Like, what are we doing? And that was the only time I ever felt like, and to our credit as a group, we started figuring things out and got better. But throughout that training camp, I felt like we had kid gloves on the whole time. And then finally, at some point, man, you ain't winning nothing in this league with kid gloves. You better be ready to rock and roll. And if you're not, you're not doing something right. So for the vast majority of my career, I'd say you always feel like you're at least in a great spot to win. Whether or not, I don't think anyone's thinking we're playing our best football September 7th. If you're doing that, you're not doing it right. You're just hoping I'm healthy, we feel good about what we're doing, and we're going to go out and we're going to play good football. And then we're going to get better week in, week out. And so that we're, you know, a team that is playing really good football after Thanksgiving and into the postseason. That is the goal. I don't think anybody, especially with the new limited training camp rules, there isn't anybody that's coming out saying we're going to be peaking, you know, mm-hmm. September 7th or whatever night that first. That's just not the way the NFL works now. But on the flip side, you certainly can feel the other way. And then you can get those feelings affirmed. And when that happens, it's, oh, boy, what are we getting ourselves into?
So for the September 7th opener against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field, will Mark Tauscher be taking a lot of mores? Or will he take more lesses on his Packers projections from Prize Picks?
Well, I know this. The Kansas State freebie 0.5. I know Dak Prescott 0.5. Those I know that I'm getting myself into. I still have to look and study and figure out, but it'll be on Prize Picks, the simple way to play and the best way to play any of your daily fantasy sports. Pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get it right, you can win up to 2,000 times your cash. Prize Picks is available in more than 40 states, including Wisconsin. They offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Quick and easy deposits into your account. And they have the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. And you know what, man? We all have opinions. Still got those season-long operations that you can look at. Jordan Love, I think we said, was $35.50. I last year made some. It didn't go well. This year, turn your sports opinions into real money. You have a vibe that a certain running back's going to have a big year. Go more. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash. Download the Prize Picks app. Use that code WI and you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks for $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
O'Reilly. Jiu-jitsu, dating escapades, or just straight up sports? We'll find out next. Because Will Riley is next on Wilde and Tepsch. On Monday, not a sound. On Wednesday, yeah, might get loud. On Friday, but on Saturday, 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 we paint the town. Lose my
sense of time or two. Weeks feel like days, Medicaid in the afternoon. And I just want to know, have you lost your footing too? I just pray that I'm not losing you. Catch me floating, circles in my fishbowl. Keep things fresh, she said that I should change my clothes. I exaggerate the life we used to know.
Walt Riley coming up next. I want to remind you in Madison and certainly everywhere, if you want to watch on YouTube, Lake Mills taking on Lakeside Lutheran tonight, 7 p.m. Prep Mania and ESPN Madison, 100.5 ESPN Madison. Boy, I'll tell you, Tausch, I know we both were in high school a long time ago, me even longer ago than you. But, like, I have a good friend who his kids go to Bayport, and I saw Brian last night, and he left the game early, and after his daughter was done with the halftime dancing that she does with the dance team, and he watched the second half on the comfort of his couch because the Bayport-Middleton game was being streamed on YouTube. It's pretty cool that people far away from their families can still catch those games, and we do our part with ESPN Madison's Prep Mania. And again, Lakeside Lutheran and Lake Mills tonight on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, as well as over the air. You were pleased with what you heard from Jesse and company last night. They did a nice job. You gave them a lot of attaboys.
They did, yeah. And, you know, we love giving Jesse grief. That's one of our favorite pastimes. But he does do a great job on our show. Maybe not Woe Nellies as of late, but yeah, it's just, I think for high school athletes, I have to admit, I'm a little jaded, because I've, you know, was able to play at Wisconsin and Green Bay, and then I've been on the radio and I've done it. I think sometimes we forget how big of a deal it is for high school athletes and for just athletes in general to be out, and for ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee, I know we do stuff with high school sports as well. When you're there, you just see that the kids and the coaches, there's such a great appreciation for covering high school sports at a good level, because it's gotten less and less throughout the years of covering high school sports. It's a big deal, and I thought last night those guys really captured and put on a really nice presentation of Prep Mania, and I think all of those kids and student body, the people that really love the, you know, high school football, but the kids that played, I can assure you, you're going back and watching those, some clips from last night's game.
Amen to that. All right, time now for Woe Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right. For those who didn't listen last week, Jason and Brian Bulaga spent much of Woe Riley grilling me about my dating life. And I made the promise to both Jason and Brian that I would go on one date before the next time I filled in. Unfortunately, that did not end up happening. However,
what happened?
However,
what happened? You're a handsome guy. No dates in a week for you?
Not for lack of trying, but it was just because.
Is it all apps? What do you mean you're trying? Give us a taste of what is trying.
Yeah,
look like
so I had deleted the apps, and then had the encouragement of Jason and Brian last week, and I didn't want to be selfish. You know, you guys are living vicariously through me. I downloaded.
We did tell you that.
Yes.
That is true.
I did re-download one app, and now I have a date planned for this weekend. So it's not that.
That counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts. All right.
I got to be honest. I thought our ruling was that you had to do it before Brian filled in again.
Oh, it was before.
So I think you're still on solid ground.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Oh, then I'm
chilling. We needed another Tausch day off.
I'm off on Wednesday next week, so you better get something done this weekend.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah, my understanding, the good news for you, if this doesn't go well for you, this date, you're going to get a reprieve because while Tausch is out, Brian also has a conflict that day. So we're going to go in a different direction with our cousin sub for that absence for the old boy. So you got some time, but are we excited about this date or are you just checking the box so Bulaga and I don't get after you?
No, I'm actually excited about this date. I have been talking with this woman for quite a while, and our schedules just haven't lined up. Like, we've tried to go on dates in the past, and it, like, just schedule conflicts. So now this just reinvigorated the interest, and I was like, hey, let's get this on the calendar. So now, this weekend, it should happen. So I will keep you guys posted.
Is that the romantic thing you said to her? Hey, let's get this on the calendar.
Yeah. No, my exact words might have been like, hey, do you want to actually plan this date now or so? It was worse than let's get this on the calendar. But it worked.
And does she know anything about you at this point, including that this may or may not turn out to be radio fodder?
Not yet. I'll tell her on the date.
So, she'll Riley, learn. You had that one young lady that you were obviously very smitten with.
Yes.
And you did the quill pen.
Yep.
Are you stalking or following her still to see what she's up to?
Oh, I can't believe
no.
we asked that.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean you can't believe I asked that? You're not?
What is that?
Hey, wink. Hey, Riley, wink, wink. No. You're not?
No, not wink, wink. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of, and I get this from my dad, but once I'm done with a relationship, like, there's the mourning period, but then after that, it's like, I'm done. Like, I'm done with you. I don't care. Like,
all right.
We're done. So I hope she's doing well, but I have no
Wish
idea what's
the
going
best.
On. Yep.
Sure.
Exactly. Yep. We're on. We're on to bigger and hopefully
Take
better
that high
things.
Road. Well done, Riley. Good for you.
We thank her for her service, and we
yes.
wish her the best with her next endeavor. And weirdly enough, Riley's dad married 6 times. I don't know if people knew that.
Jeez.
That is
oh, wow.
incorrect, but...
Wow.
All right, then, Jason.
Whoa, Riley. Right. Let's move it along. I think it's...
Nelly.
Okay, I'm shocked you guys didn't, or that Jesse didn't bring this up during Whoa, Nelly yesterday, but... We talked about this on the jump around. The Badgers introduced some new throwback uniforms yesterday mm-hmm. morning at 8 a.m. For those on the YouTube stream, you can get a look at them here. They're being labeled as 1980s throwbacks. They wore this exact combo up to 1990. And it's got Bucky on the sleeve. It's got the old block W. So first, I want mm-hmm. your guys' initial impressions on the Badgers' new throwbacks.
Well, Jason, this is your era, so let's
it is.
Hear it.
Love them. Love them. The McLean Center may be going away, but the McLean history will not be. I can see these guys in the Garden State Bowl right now. I love the old school Bucky with the block W.
Yes.
Obviously, the motion W. Everyone loves it, and Barry rebranded this program and then took it to unforeseen heights. But I love the throwback stuff. I've seen a few of the throwback like hoodies and stuff on Fanatics. I am a huge fan of this. I love these throwbacks. I'm just wondering at what point will we get to the throwback of the ones that were worn, was it against Colorado?
Yes. I'm wondering that too.
And they got run out of the gym. They were like versions of the Dallas Cowboys alternate uniforms, but in Badgers colors, and the game did not go well. Rashan Salaam ran them out of the building. You must be thinking, there they are right there.
For those curious.
Boy, those were bad.
I have that exact Daryl Bevel jersey in my closet. I should have
worn
it.
Is it a onesie?
No, it's a jersey.
How old were you? That game is like 1995.
I found it on eBay.
Along with your Eric Dickerson Indianapolis Colts.
Exactly. That was Goodwill Auctions, but similar.
Mm. Shopgoodwill.com and they sell ice cream. Yeah. Tausch, what do you think of the throwbacks?
I like them. I think, listen, man, I am an old school cat when it comes to this stuff. They're not doing this on my behalf, but... Players love it, and you saw the reaction when they did the video and they had guys go out and, oh, let's bring these guys in. And I love the, you know, the traditional part of it. I love the fact that Bucky is back in play when it comes to this. So if the players like it and you play well, I'm all for it. If not, it is what it is. But they, you have to find ways to get people excited. You want to sell merch. This does it in both ways, so I'm all in. I like it.
All right, that leads to my follow-up question. Do you guys believe that alternate uniforms for Wisconsin are bad luck? Historically, Wisconsin, I did research on this yesterday for the jump around. If you count when they wore the red helmets.
Wait, we had a producer who did research?
Sorry. Potentially. If you count the red helmets in the Gary Anderson era, the Badgers are 8-4 in alternate uniforms. But if you just count the one-offs, they're 2-4. And I know after these bad boys, we didn't see alternate uniforms until 2005, and those were throwbacks against Bowling Green. So, do you guys believe alternate uniforms are bad luck for the Wisconsin Badgers? Yes or no?
No. Come on, we don't believe in that stuff around here.
I don't, no.
All right, good. I'm just checking, because I know some people don't like the alternates because they think the team plays poorly.
Unless it's Strolfe when they are going for burgers and he puts the whammy on them by going to the local George Webb's prematurely. All right, that is it for Wo'Riley. Now, Wo'Riley has not been added to the new ESPN app, as far as I know. As good as it is very good. But literally, everything else you could possibly ask for is on the brand new ESPN app. The most live sports, the best championship moments, and so much more. Monday Night Football, college football, NBA, WNBA, NHL, NWSL, college hoops, volleyball, softball, gymnastics, I've run out of fingers, lacrosse. The list goes on and on. Plus, shows like SportsCenter with SVP, First Take with Stephen A., College Game Day, and the entire 30 for 30 library, which is my favorite part of it. You know I love those documentaries. And the old school ones, the recent ones, they are phenomenal. It's all of ESPN, all in one place. So sign up now. We wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch. Before we close up shop from the Picklers with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, Tausch needs to tell us about Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
Oh, Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, and that wonderful sports book that the Wildy and Tausch crew is going to do really well on. And they also have the Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue, 23,000 square feet, premium concert and event space, more than 1,000 feet of LED screens. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination. And it's just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois, about an hour from Madison. And I believe Riley and Jesse and all the crew are doing a college football preview show from Hard Rock Casino Rockford tomorrow morning, if I'm correct. So
that we are.
What a menu and what a venue Hard Rock Casino has to offer.
What a poet, and he didn't even know it. Before we get to Riley pulling this week's trivia winner, a quick Feel Good Friday. I got to see the Seattle Seahawks players take part in the AmFam Dream Drive bike tradition. It was fantastic. Sam Darnold had a blast with it. So did his teammates. That was our Feel Good Friday for the week. Riley, pick a winner so we can go.
All right, sounds good. The winner for this week is Mailman Matt up in Appleton.
Yeah. Mailman Matty. Good win for
that. It was a great week here on Wildy and Tausch. That's it for today. From the Pickler in Green Bay and from the Pickler in Menominee Falls, thanks for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.